Presley with Martin Bester.
So far, so sunny. Maar, ons weet mos nou maar.
Vanmiddag gaan ons dit vol.
Dit is somer in Gauteng. So, are we hanging here with another storm that can blow into your life? And I'm going to tell you, Debbie Sankri Govender.
Never been described as that.
20% chance of thunder showers.
No, it means 95%.
Yeah, I was about to say.
With you, it's 95%. Thanks for popping in. And hasn't it become dangerous doing what you do, though? I know it's always been dangerous. I mean, over the years, tracked you back to your carte blanche, now, of course, with the Debbie Show and stuff. And there are moments when people become very antagonistic. But there's a whole new different thing happening in our country, which makes me very uncomfortable sometimes. So people come out and speak the truth, and their lives are in danger.
Yeah. People are a bit wild. I think what happened post-COVID, people being at home, even if I'm doing a crook, even though he's done the wrong thing, his tolerance for me is now zero.
Yeah.
Even though he knows that he's in the wrong. Yeah. You just got to be smart about how you do it. I'll never walk into a building without understanding how to get out. Because that's a rookie mistake. I've made that mistake a few times.
Oh,
yeah. In my younger years.
Wait, you didn't know how to get out. Things that I would, okay, good.
Like obvious
check.
Things.
Yeah.
And also, I'm very charming. So, and I'm tiny, so a lot of people, when I approach them, think, oh, she's so cute.
Oh, unsuspecting.
I'm very unsuspecting.
Got you.
And I do shake your hand, and I ask you how you are, all of that before I launch. But I use that time to assess and to read the room.
Yes.
That's what
I
do.
You're like a traffic cop. They do the same, don't they? They first do the chit-chat.
Yeah.
How are you?
Yeah.
Great thing. Come on,
I never saw myself as that either.
If this doesn't work out for you,
traffic cop job. No, I'll just be giving everybody tickets.
Right. Yeah, you're not going to have much of that chat. Does your crew ever, I mean, are they ever, do they carry weapons?
No.
Not to that point at all?
No, none of us carry weapons. Mm. We just plan it very well.
Yeah.
So we know what the location looks like. I will never go behind somebody's gate.
Got you.
I've done it a few times, but it's because I assessed in that moment it was going to be fine. Mm. There were other people there. Because when you get in, how are you going to get out?
Yeah.
If they close you in.
Can I just tell you, I just appreciate my job even more now. It's just a lot. Sometimes I think it's stressful. It's not.
Yeah.
No. I literally never have to consider any of those things.
No.
Hey, let me just tell you guys something.
Don't.
You are lucky. Can I tell you? One, you have access to kettle. Two, there's aircon here. Three, the bathroom is just there. You could go on a diet when you drink water all the time. I only start drinking water after 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
And we appreciate.
Do the maths.
Yeah.
South
Africa thanks you.
I'm just so glad our boss heard somebody else mention the kettle because.
Yes. We're getting a new one. This one's very last.
Yeah.
Very just old. So you know.
So thanks.
Oh my word, the height of privilege.
Did it come down to a kettle?
You've mentioned all these things, how to get in, how to get out. Debbie, you're also tiny, and I think I've seen you in heels most of the time. If you have to run, are you running in heels?
In heels.
Never.
Look here.
No.
Yeah, I run in heels. I pretend they're like my Nike Airs or something, and then I just run. But no. I'm so used to it. I'm so used to it.
Can you not run in heels?
I can't even walk in heels. Never mind run in
heels. Hey, I still got to keep it classy, man.
Oh, and you too.
It's part of the charm offensive. Debbie, looking back at the year, what was your favorite story?
We had Droom Thrower, which...
We had a lot of questions about that. We spoke to you on the line about that the other day. We had a lot of questions. In fact, someone just left us this voice
note. From my side, I would just like to thank Debbie for everything that she does, but especially the whole saga with Droom Thrower. Thank you for making everything public and for announcing it out there so not more couples can be scammed like we did.
Just in case you forgot.
Let me quickly explain to you.
Dresses that look like bathroom curtains, bad makeup, hair that doesn't look good, polony on a harvest table, wedding dress that was actually cable tied.
Lana had heard enough and walked out on us.
And what about the fact that the brides themselves have to wait for their photos? You don't want to give them the photos. They're not allowed to even take their own pictures in the first place. And the other allegation that you did weddings for family members, so how is that a competition or part of the show? Walking away is not going to help at this point, Lana. It actually doesn't even make sense.
Sure.
In my life, if you own a business, she owns this business, you stand up and you answer. You can't break the law and then you don't like the questions and then you jump in your car and leave. It doesn't work like that. People have to be accountable.
I'm not sure how you felt about it. That was a big thing for you, and you're doing a follow-up.
Yeah, it'll be our third story. Yeah. On this.
Sure.
Look,
what made it so big?
I think the number of people who were taken in. And I really wish that Lana Diaga had sat down and done an interview with us. I even met her at court a couple of months ago, and I asked her again. But she refuses to say anything now after that incident, which you played. I'm just saying to people, be smart about things. Nothing's really for free in the end. And if people are saying it's for free, well, it can't be for free.
Yes.
Because then how does that person live? How do they put food on their table?
Yeah.
But I think what was sad is some brides have given money already for 2023 weddings, from what I've heard. But I think we just shine a light in a dark corner, guys. Yes. That's what we do.
But in all fairness to them as well, there will be a follow-up.
Yes.
Okay. And you're going to touch on which other story stood out for you?
Okay. So there's so many, right? So I must tell you about this one. Tavi Naidu. Tavi Naidu was the paver from Lanesia. Paver, driveway paver.
Okay.
And we waited and waited for Tavi. Now we go to his house and his mum's there, and I'm feeling bad because the mum comes out in a gown and like, I don't want to take the auntie down, right? This is all about Tavi Naidu. So he does renovations. You pay him up to 70%, he insists, but your paving never gets done.
Oh.
And it's been going on for years. So Tavi finally arrives, right? And I do a confront with him outside his house, all the neighbors looking, driving past slowly, you know that thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then at the end of the confront, Tavi's very confused about what's going to happen next.
Hey, listen to this. Listen to this quick thing.
Off the topic.
Yeah.
What's going to happen now?
You're going to be on the show. That's what's going to happen now. And we've got all the people complaining and all of that. You watch my show, right?
Yeah.
So you know how it works. So I chase people like you, and then I ask you questions, and then you give me the answers, and then we put it on the TV. It's embarrassing. Sort it out.
I love that. Embarrassing. Sort it out.
I love that Kayed with Debbie also includes a bit of a life lesson.
Yeah.
It's a teachable moment.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort it out, man.
It's embarrassing.
Take people's money.
I was so cross with him because he had seen his mom and he lives with his mom.
Yes.
Like, stop your nonsense.
Yes.
Just figure it out. Pay back the money, which of course he couldn't.
Oh, of course not. No.
Wake up. Wake up. Wake up with your morning family.
Good morning.
What up? Breakfast with Martin Bester.